The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live bettings, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday presented by DraftKings. Boy, oh boy, we got a lot to talk about. What an unbelievable Sunday of football yet again. It is really an unbelievable weekend of football. I loved all of it. College was incredible on Saturday. We already recorded the College Draft Podcast with Emery Hunt. Make sure you check that show out. We talked about last weekend, of course, looking ahead to the biggest games this weekend as well, which is always a ton of fun. But we got to talk about the National Football League on this show. Of course, it's a new week, which means we've got new winners. We love winners. We love people that want to help the show. And if you do that, we like to help you. I've already been able to give out a couple of the winners. I'm hopefully going to get to more this week. We'll have a spread the word winner via social media. I've got so many press passes at this point. It's not even funny. So many awesome ones. I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, these Eagles season passes, it's incredible. At Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod, I'm especially looking for people that quote tweet either at Ross Tucker NFL or at Ross Tucker Pod. I still have four Maddens to give away. Four down, four to go. Who wants one? Take advantage of any of the sponsors that you hear this week or that you see on the sponsors tab over at rostucker.com, and you'll have a great chance to get one. LinkedIn, Keeps, Uncommon Goods, Native. There's a lot there for you. And I was able to do a couple YouTube shout-outs over the weekend for Tuckheads Jay and Tim Rarick. Love those of you that subscribe to youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL and then go ahead and comment on any of the videos. Love, love, love being able to get you guys those cameo-style videos that I post on our YouTube and send you the link. It's awesome. It's also Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Let's start, as we always do on a Monday, with your overall themes from yesterday in the NFL.
Well, I feel like there's actually a bunch of topics to get into that jumped out to me as well. I mean, just D'Amoris Smith is going to be back with the NFLPA, but this will be his last term. We've got the John Gruden controversy with these emails. One comment he made about D'Amoris Smith. Another comment he made about Roger Goodell that got a lot of attention over the weekend. And then Russell Wilson. I mean, that was Thursday night, but Russell Wilson looks like he's out 6 to 8 weeks. Now they're saying maybe he can come back in 4 weeks. Let me tell you what Russell Wilson's not going to do. Rush back from that injury. Because my guess is the Seahawks will kind of already be out of it by the time he comes back. And so he's not going to rush back from that at all. So those are some of the kind of off-the-field things. On the field, man, I love the London game. I love everything about it. First of all, I love all of our listeners overseas. in particular, those that are in the UK or in Europe and get a chance to go to these games. I love that you guys get to go to these games and experience American football. I obviously am very biased, but I believe it to be the best sport that's ever been created. And I just love that, you know, the games are back over there again and that you guys get to check them out. And that was an entertaining game. It was very entertaining. We'll get to the Falcons and the Jets, but it was an entertaining game. Also, selfishly, I love it for selfish reasons. I mean, I'm able to see a game at 9:30 in the morning. I'm not a preview show guy. I don't have a lot of time or interest in the pregame studio shows. Not that there's anything wrong with them. I don't have a lot of interest in those pregame studio shows. So I love when there's a game on at 9:30 Eastern. And, Bri, I was in Reno, Nevada after calling that game Saturday night. I did get to see, by the way, one of our Tuck heads, David Merlino, who lives in Reno. We were able to meet up and get a daddy soda. That was awesome. Merlino is the man. Nothing like seeing one of you guys in person, meeting one of you guys in person for the first time. So shout out to David. That was terrific. So anyway, it was absolutely awesome to wake up at 6:30 because I had to do the Eagles pregame show, Bri, and there was a game on. There was a game on at 6:30 in the morning where I was in Reno. Unbelievable. So I love that. What I don't love, but it was a major theme. Two major themes that I don't love. Kicks and flags. What are we doing? What are we doing when there's that many missed kicks, especially extra points, and that many flags, especially in the Sunday night game? You know, the shame of it, the real shame of it, is I feel like these are the themes a lot of weeks. Now, yesterday was obviously unique when it comes to all of the missed extra points. And then how about 5 missed field goals in 8 minutes in the Bengals and Packers game? 5 missed field goals in 8 minutes. Never heard of that in my life. And then all the missed extra points. That was obviously one of the big themes yesterday. And then I would say the injuries. You know, I tweeted this, Bri, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know how you feel about it. You're at a game every week. But I feel like, what game were you at yesterday, Bri?
Browns, Chargers.
Oh, man, dude. That's my in the zone, auto zone guy of the week. That was an epic, epic game. I'm looking forward to talking to you about that. Oh, speaking of epic, by the way, since I mentioned it earlier, I'm going to say it now. Nevada. Now, it wasn't press box food. So you have to understand, there's a difference between press box food and crew meal food. So CBS will always have a meal 3 hours before the game for the crew. And then the universities or the NFL teams, they'll have press box food, right? So what I posted on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at Ross Tucker NFL, was the crew meal food that CBS supplied. It was really good. It was like your own private fajita bar. I mean, they had the soft tortillas, and then you could get the rice and beans that had some kick to them. You could go steak or chicken. They had cheese. They had like black beans and corn mixed in. I don't know if there's a name for that. And I was looking for some Tex-Mex in Nevada. It was awesome. I thought it was delicious. I'll give them, and they had lemonade there. I'm not a big lemonade guy, but like if the lemonade's there, like in a container and it's cold, I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to get nuts. I'm going to get crazy and get some lemonade. Although lemonade is usually too strong for my taste buds. So I'll go about half and half, like half water, half lemonade. At any rate, it was very impressive by Nevada. Very, very impressive. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'll give them an A-. I thought it was impressive. So the injuries are what bothered me yesterday, Bri. That's the last theme of the day. seeing Daniel Jones sort of wobbly on his feet, seeing what happened to Max Williams' knee. The Saquon Barkley sprained ankle I don't like, but that doesn't bother me as much. Taysom Hill, you know, I think it's a natural thing, but these injuries bother me more as I get older. Like, as I get older, I am more and more bothered by seeing some of these injuries. And I guess that's just natural, I suppose. I don't know. I know this, Bri. Flying to Nevada and back, thank goodness for my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. They look, feel, and sound better than ever. So on the flight out, I'm watching my high school team on YouTube, on my phone, and I've got my Raycon earbuds in. It was glorious. I could literally, they had like that phone stand. I could literally hear it crisply. They're playing Twin Valley. I'm on my computer prepping for my college game while I'm watching my high school team. And then yesterday, flying back, I was watching Red Zone all day long with the Raycon earbuds in my ear. And I even watched Sunday Night Football, the first half of Sunday Night Football before the weather delay. Absolutely awesome. 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life. Raycon start at half the price of other premium auto brands. I could not – by the way, they have a 45-day happiness guarantee. I cannot say anything higher about Raycon earbuds. Like, I cannot recommend anything as well as I recommend Raycon earbuds. Awesome. Huge fan. Right now, you guys can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Tucker. That's buyraycon.com/Tucker to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Tucker.
Tux Takes.
All right, let's get into all these games, and we will start across the pond as the Falcons beat the Jets 27-20. Kyle Pitts records his first career touchdown.
Right. It was a great start for the Falcons. They got so much production from their tight ends and Cordero Patterson again. You're right, Bri, about Kyle Pitts. He had his career highs across the board, which almost makes you wonder about the Jets. Like, hey, Jets, who did you think that the Falcons are going to throw it to? Both their starting receivers, Russell Gage and Calvin Ridley, were out. Anyway, that's a huge win for Arthur Smith and the Falcons, because to overcome those injuries and still find a way to win a ball game, very impressive. Matt Ryan was on fire again. I think this is like his third game in a row that Matt Ryan has played extremely well. He always shows that he's worth the money that he's getting. The Jets had a valiant comeback, but it was a little too late in the game. It's weird. It's like Zach Wilson is better making the hard throws than he is making the easy throws. And when he has too much time to throw, it's like he gets in his head where he's better when he has to get rid of it quickly. He is an interesting one to watch.
Tux Takes.
Minnesota Vikings improved to 2-3, and they keep the Lions winless after a 19-17 win in Minneapolis.
Right. Dalvin Cook was inactive for the Vikings, but Alexander Mattison is a stud. He played well again, except for that costly fumble. The Vikings are just trying to run the clock out, and Alexander Mattison fumbles. I mean, they ripped it out. Credit to the Lions for ripping that fumble out. The Lions kicked the field goal. Looks like they're going to win, but no. Again, the Lions let Kirk Cousins, credit to Kirk Cousins, he made a couple of pinpoint throws, and Greg Joseph making up for that missed kick against Arizona from like 35 yards out, crushes one from 55-56. Wow. Lions fans, how many times can you have your hearts ripped out? I loved what Dan Campbell said after the game. I love that he got emotional. I love that he cared that much. Let me just say this, by the way. Real men get emotional because real men care that much and are that passionate about things, whether it's your family or in this case, football. I always think it's funny when someone's like, oh, you can't show emotion like Dan Carey. You can't cry. You know, be a man. People that say that have no idea what being a man is all about. Just like people that, you know, if you saw my post on social media over the weekend of this horrible drill that some high school team was doing, and I said that the coach should be fired, people are like, that's how you toughen them up. You guys don't know the first thing about toughness. It's such a shame.
Tux takes.
Four touchdowns from Jameis Winston, including a first half ending Hail Mary. Saints beat Washington 33-22.
And by the way, when I say you guys, I'm talking about the people that replied on social media saying, this is how you toughen them up. Obviously not you, the listeners. I love you guys. It's the whatever you want to call them on social media, most of whom don't even use their real name, so it's kind of irrelevant. What a sad existence, by the way. What a sad, sad life if you spend your life commenting anonymously on social media. I mean, wow. I would just be – I'd be ashamed. I don't even blame you. I blame your parents. As for this game, boy, this was the full Jameis experience. Turnovers, bombs, Hail Marys. I mean, both these quarterbacks are like human roller coasters, dude. It is crazy. You know, by the way, the Hail Mary, did anybody for Washington even jump? Did you even jump, bro? Like, you got to jump to try to knock it down. Nobody even tried to jump to knock it down. Heinicke had an absolutely brutal red zone interception. Had another one that was bad as well. Taysom Hill, I mentioned earlier, got the head injury, got knocked out of the game. Kamara was a gigantic difference maker on the ground, through the air. And really, the difference in this game was Washington really struggled in the red zone. That was a very winnable game for Washington. That's one that might haunt them and one that the Saints had to have.
Tux takes.
Nick Falk kicked a game-winning 21-yard field goal. Patriots escape Houston with a 25-22 victory.
What a missed opportunity by the Houston Texans. Davis Mills played awesome. Davis Mills played awesome. I was so impressed with what he did. And the Patriots are missing four starters on the offensive line. But I thought the guys came in actually did pretty well. Kudos to Cam Brasillo, their offensive line coach. Kudos to the Patriots organization for having those backups ready to go, ready to play at a high level like that. You know, the Texans kind of missed this one with the missed extra points, the missed field goals, the horrible punt miscue. What was that? The Texans tried to have like some fancy punting formation. I don't even know what they're trying to do. What are you even trying to do? It wasn't good. And as a result, it got kicked off the back of one of their own heads. I've never seen that before. Mac Jones, solid as usual. And Matthew Judon, what a signing that was. That guy, I love when guys that get big free agent money show that they're worth every penny. That's Judon.
Tux takes.
The ageless Tom Brady throws another five touchdowns. Bucks win big at home against the Dolphins, 45-17.
Right, and I will be seeing him, my former teammate, on Thursday night. I'll be calling the Bucks and the Eagles for Westwood One. Really looking forward to that. I'll actually do pregame for WIP Radio. Then I'll go up in the booth to do the Bucks and the Birds. So if you guys are driving around Thursday, listen to your boy on Sirius XM Channel 88 or a million different radio affiliates out there, or NFL Game Pass, or you can, of course, just even if you're not driving around, listen while you watch the game on TV. If you'd rather listen to me than the TV guys, nothing wrong with that. Still no Gronk for the Bucks. Miles Gaskin had a nice day for the Dolphins. And Jacoby Brissett did some good things. I feel like Brissett's probably in the top half of backups. Like, you can win games with Brissett. You can stay competitive with Brissett. The problem is with the Dolphins' defense right now. Dolphins' defense is nowhere near what they were last year, as Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, among others, just lit them up.
Tux takes.
Are we finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Next game, after three misses, Mason Crosby kicks a 49-yard field goal in overtime. Packers knock off the Bengals 25-22, and Joe Burrow hospitalized with a throat contusion.
I guess I don't know anything, but my guess is, Bri, I would assume if you have a bruised throat, obviously you get hit in the throat somehow. They're worried about swelling and it becoming a breathing issue. That seem logical?
Yeah.
Because the game you did, JOK, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, I don't know if you saw this, Bri, the linebacker for the Browns, he stayed in L.A. overnight because he got a bruised throat, too. I've never even heard of a bruised throat. We had two guys in the same day that got these bruised throats that I guess can be concerning. This Packers game, I mean, Packers and Bengals fans must have died and come back like five times in this game. By the way, Jair Alexander on IR for the Packers. Still no Elton Jenkins. I mean, the Packers was Za'Darius Smith, Alexander, Elton Jenkins. That Bakhtiari. That's like four of their top eight players. So to get a win on the road over a 3-1 team like this, really impressive. Major kicking issues for both teams, especially Mason Crosby, who was horrible in this game and yet still got yet another opportunity to make the game winner late, and he did. Good for him. Devontae Adams, utterly ridiculous. Joe Burrow comes back from a brutal hit. I don't know. I mean, he was like 4 yards short of the line to gain, 5 yards. He can't be taking shots like that. That's on him. Comes back to play, but then ends up in the hospital like we just discussed. Ja'Marr Chase, what a stud this dude is. I mean, I think watching that game yesterday, it was like we were watching Devontae Adams and the next Devontae Adams, and his name is Ja'Marr Chase. So impressive, almost as impressive as people that take care of the vehicles that take care of them. How about your interior? Your interior is more than just cosmetic. It ranges from installing a set of floor mats, replacing mirrors, or even tackling a heating system repair. Simple upgrades like seat covers prevent spills, tears, rips, and UV rays from ruining your upholstery and can help maintain your resale value. Why not? This fall car care month, make AutoZone your one-stop shop. One-stop car interior shop. They carry the best products from the best brands at the right price, which is critical. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Tux takes.
Pittsburgh Steelers snapped a three-game losing streak by beating the Denver Broncos 27-19.
So Ben threw a bomb to Deontay Johnson. By the way, let me just say, Roethlisberger has plenty of arm strength, absolutely plenty of arm strength. That is not the issue for him at all, not at all. The Broncos got bogged down in the red zone a couple times early. I thought there were some really tough penalties against the Broncos. Awful pass interference call on Fuller led to a touchdown. It would have been a field goal instead. Draymond Jones, I didn't get a chance to see that one closely, but they had the leverage penalty on the field goal attempt, which led to Claypool's touchdown. Those two penalties crushed the Broncos. Najee Harris had a big day. And for the Broncos, it was kind of like too little, too late, almost like the Jets on offense.
Tux takes.
Two rushing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles come from behind to beat the Panthers 21-18.
Wow, what a huge, huge win for the Eagles. I mean, they were down 15-3 at halftime, or maybe right before halftime, and Jake Elliott made a long field goal. Lane Johnson was still out, but the Panthers didn't have Christian McCaffrey, no Shaq Thompson, no Cam Irving, and it hurt him. The Eagles' defense, what a difference a couple weeks makes. They had been terrible against Dallas and Kansas City. They were excellent. Darius Slay had two picks, although the Eagles only got a field goal to show for the first one, even though he returned it inside the 10. The penalty woes continued with Greg Ward, offensive pass interference, taking another touchdown off the board for the Eagles. They're like setting a record for taking touchdowns off the board with silly penalties. But the whole D-line for the Eagles came to play. Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, Josh Sweat, Javon Hargrave always does. Sam Darnold was not his day, man. Three bad interceptions, several other throws he missed, and the block punt for the Eagles was gigantic as well.
Tux takes.
Three more touchdowns for Derrick Henry. Titans hand Jacksonville their 20th straight loss, 37-19.
And one of those, dude, was way, way too easy. The one touchdown Derrick Henry had going right down Main Street for like 15 yards, 10 yards, he almost didn't get touched on a run up the middle from the 10-yard line. How does that happen? James Robinson had a huge day for the Jags, but they got stuffed on the goal line late. Feels like that's a theme for the Jaguars. Lawrence, overall, I'd say a favorable performance again for Trevor Lawrence, but just not good enough to actually win. These guys need to find a way to win. Titans pass pro is a major, major problem still, but they were able to win. Tannehill gets hit way too much.
Tux takes.
Wild game out here in Los Angeles. Chargers beat the Browns 47-42. Cleveland, the first team in NFL history to lose an NFL game when scoring 40-plus points with 500 yards and no turnovers.
That's a crazy stat, but it doesn't surprise me because Baker Mayfield was in the zone. The problem is Justin Herbert was in the zone even more. I don't know if we've ever done this, Bri. It's only a short history of the in the zone presented by AutoZone award here, but I'm giving it to both quarterbacks. I mean, Justin Herbert was in the zone, but it seems like he's always in the zone. But Baker Mayfield, 23 of 32, 305 yards, two touchdowns. That's about as good of a game as you're going to see from Baker Mayfield. And he was in the zone. Kudos to Baker Mayfield. But he still got outplayed by Justin Herbert, who was even in the zone even more. 26 of 43, 398 yards, four touchdowns. Both quarterbacks were in the zone, presented by AutoZone. Ultimately, though, it was the Chargers that got it done. I love Brandon Staley's fourth down aggressiveness, going for two, down eight. I mean, dude, he goes for a fourth and seven, fourth and eight. He is not afraid to go for it in these situations. He knew to go for two, down eight. Eckler knew when to go down on the last drive. Although, how about the play after that where the Browns, like, carried and pushed Eckler in for a touchdown? That was genius. Stefanski's awesome. Absolutely love that. Njoku had a huge day. There were 41 points in the fourth quarter. An incredible football game that I guess the biggest disappointment is probably just the Browns' defense. I thought the Browns' defense was really playing well. I'm not exactly sure what happened to them in this game. Bri, how was the food?
Food did not disappoint, as always. Actually, I took a snapshot of the menu. I'll read it off to you real quick. Press box pregame, shrimp campechana. And again, please forgive me if I'm mispronouncing any of this. Kale Caesar salad, a cheese tamale, cochinita pibil. How would you pronounce that? Pibble?
No idea.
I have no idea either, but it was a braised pork wrapped in banana leaves, chili rellanos, Spanish rice, refried beans, corn flour tortillas, assorted breakfast pastries, seasonal fruit, and my go-to the box of M&M peanut M&Ms. So if you give me M&Ms, you get an A.
Peanut M&Ms are so good.
Yeah,
they just hit the spot. Such a good call, Brian. Awesome. We can move on to the next game.
Tux takes.
And that next game is the Bears and Raiders, where the Bears defense showed up in Las Vegas. Bears beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Fields threw his first career touchdown pass.
Yeah, Fields must be like Gumby. He had an ugly knee hyperextension, but he stayed in, made some clutch throws. And by the way, that first touchdown pass for Justin Fields to a Princeton man, Jesper Horsted, in the back of the end zone. That's a Princeton guy that caught Fields' first touchdown pass ever, which is pretty cool. I thought the story of the game, though, was the Bears running it very effectively. Even without David Montgomery, Damian Williams, Khalil Herbert, the rookie, they ran it well. The defense, including Khalil Mack, was obviously awesome. Mack playing back against the Raiders. Return of the Mack. Raiders got a slow start, always. And clearly the worst game this season so far for Derek Carr.
Tux takes.
Arizona Cardinals remain unbeaten. They improved to 5-0 for the first time since 1974 after beating the 49ers 17-10.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Trey Lance starts, and I thought ultimately showed he's not really ready. I mean, he ran it pretty well. Made a couple of good throws, but there were a lot of growing pains for Trey Lance, and I think we realized why he hasn't been starting to this point. George Kittle went on IR for the Niners. That didn't help either. The Niners defense did a terrific job slowing down Kyler Murray and company. You know, that's one that really has to frustrate Kyle Shanahan, because the defense holds the Cardinals to 17 points. And you still lose, that's a tough one. That's on Kyle.
Tux takes.
The injury plagued New York Giants fall to the Cowboys, 44-20.
Yeah, I mean, it was just too much for them to overcome. Although they weren't really on the defensive side of the ball, and the defense couldn't stop the Cowboys anyway, so maybe it didn't really matter. But Saquon Barkley hurt his ankle, terrible luck. It was like away from the play. The Daniel Jones concussion on the goal line was scary, and it would really bother me if I saw my child get up and be wobbly like that. Maybe that's why injuries bother me more now, because I have kids and I think about it from that lens, from that spectrum. Kadarius perspective, whatever. Kadarius Toney is an absolute stud. That guy is a freak show. He looks like a human joystick. He looks like the old returner for the Chiefs back in the day, whose name is escaping me right now. Gosh, Dante Hall? Anyway, but then Kadarius Toney gets thrown out for throwing a punch. Trayvon Diggs, yet another interception. The Cowboys' offense is unstoppable right now, including Zeke.
Tux takes.
And finally, Sunday Night Football, a rematch of the AFC Championship game. After that hour-long weather delay, the Bills defeat the Chiefs 38-20.
Taron Johnson got an extension before the game for the Bills, one of several very good defenders they have. No Chris Jones for the Chiefs in this game, which obviously hurt them. I thought a couple of things. Number one, so many flags. I mean, come on, guys. Who wants this? Who's asking for this? Please stop. Please stop. There was a hold on Mitch Morse. Terrible. There was a roughing the passer on Frank Clark. Terrible. What are we doing? Josh Allen, by the way, is a total freak show. I mean, running, he's hurdling dudes at 240. Some of the throws he made, hitting bombs. He is just crazy impressive. Crazy talented and impressive. Tyreek Hill really hurt the Chiefs. You know, Mahomes threw a few picks, but one went through Tyreek Hill's hands. Another time, it was just a great play by Rousseau. But the drop killed the Chiefs on their first drive. Tyreek Hill really cost them. I mean, there's no way around it. The Bills acted like it was just another game. They would not have run Josh Allen that much if they thought it was just another game. Very, very impressive performance by the Buffalo Bills. Very, very fun show. Make sure you check out the college draft. We've already posted it today. Shout-outs are in order always to Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.